Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends. Oh man, I'll tell you, life's exhausting, man. Learning the ins and outs of a new profession, juggling a new place to live, trying to make new friends, even though I'm kind of an intellectual nomad, as probably most of you are. It's important for us to remember that we're going to face challenges. And one such challenge that I think we need to address today is the idea of a rotation. The idea of setting up and managing the different short-term relationships that we have. And I want to provide a disclaimer right out the gate, my friends. Number one, if you have never gone through monk mode, you must start there first. Why? Well, because number one, you need to not broke date. Broke dating is the number one reason that a lot of men are depressed. They're trying to get maximum results with minimal effort, and it's a disgrace and a gigantic waste of time. That's why we're going to be talking about the idea of a rotation, how to set one up, and we're going to be talking about whether or not you should even be out there trying to get one. Now, first, I want to define what a rotation is. Some people refer to it as a roster. Some people refer to it as spinning plates on this side of the internet. But I like to refer to it as rotation. I'm a volleyball guy, and we have six rotations. And so that's why I call it a rotation. I'm sure I'm not the first person to do so, but what I will tell you, my friends, is it takes tremendous work, and you are taking risks, but there are levels to this. If you have not gone through monk mode, if you have not put all the distractions on the back burner and grinded for 60 months at least, then Or you have not been on semen retention for at least 3 months, 90 days, you should not do this because you are not ready. You have not had the reset. You have not allowed yourself to put the past behind you to then embrace the future that is in front of you. You might say, Austin, I don't need to do all that. That's stupid. You made that up. It's not important. Hey, man, you don't need to listen to me if you don't want. You can go out there and be an ignorant individual and make mistakes that are avoidable. If that's what you want to do, it's your life. What I'm here to tell you is a guy who's relatively young, but I've made a tremendous amount of mistakes. I'm here to tell you, this is necessary for growth. This is necessary. And if you're going through a divorce or you're going through a long-term breakup, you need to multiply it by two. You need to go 180. You need to go 60 days semen retention. No, sorry. I said 90 days first. 180 days on semen retention or a year of monk mode. And you might think it's excessive. The answer is no, it is not excessive. See, you have to reset your brain from trying to chase hoes to establishing ground rules, having standards, and setting up actual expectations and rules. For example, I'll use an example for myself to give you guys a little bit of a way to measure this. For example, I do not have women come over to the crib after 9 o'clock. Why? Because I have shit to do in the morning. You think I want to sit here and talk about, hey, girl, come through, or ever hit me up and be like, Daddy, can I come over? And I say yes at 8:30. And she's like, all right, I'm leaving at 9:30. Gets here at 10. We talk about bullshit till 10:30. We have sex till 11:30. She leaves at 12. I hop in the shower at 12:30. You see how this is? And then I wake up and I'm trying to get up in the morning and be productive. You see how that doesn't make sense? You see how that doesn't make a whole lot of sense? Good. I'm glad you saw that, because that's exactly what a lot of you guys have done. Why? Because I've done it. A lot of us have done it. There's no shame in that. but understanding that you have bigger fish to fry. Having sex with women is not the end-all be-all. It is the cherry on top of the cake. It is not the cake. A lot of guys get this messed up, and that is why monk mode and semen retention are necessary for you to hit that reset button in your brain, so that instead of being a guy who's desperate, you're a guy with a destination, and you have more important things to be doing than to dedicating your entire life around trying to get bitches. That is the difference maker, and that takes time. You can't just go to sleep tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, and say, well, I'm a new man with a new mission, and all that stuff is behind me, and no, sorry, bro, you can't do that. You could have that intellectually, but you have not gone. That's like saying, oh, I went to the doctor. Doctor gave me a prescription. I took one dose of the prescription, and now all of a sudden I'm cured and I don't need the rest of the medication. You see how dumb that sounds? Exactly. You need to empty that bottle in the same way that you need to empty yourself of all the dumb crap you've been doing, all the bad habits you've picked up, etc. This takes time. This takes discipline to unlearn the bad behavior and relearn good behavior. So when it comes to rotation chicks, number one, you have to do the setup. You have to lay the groundwork first. Otherwise, none of this other stuff we're going to talk about works. Otherwise, all you're going to do is be building a house of cards that you're going to end up blowing over, or someone's going to blow over, and then you're going to be up a creek, and you'll have wasted your time, their time, and lost out on compound interest. And I don't want that for you. I want you to capitalize on compounding interest of time, not sit there and be thinking about how you got to pay for it. Fuck that shit. Forget that crap. We're focusing on how we can win, not just how we can not lose. So number one is monk mode. You got to go there first. Number two, it is a numbers game. You need to understand that at the end of the day, your feelings are not dependent upon the validation or lack thereof of the women you are engaging with. Now, I don't care if you participate in pay for play or you participate in hookup culture. I don't care what you're doing. The sentiment is the same. You must understand you're going to face rejection. You're going to face people switching up on you and pulling a bait and switch. You got to be prepared for this. If you're not, then go back to step one and go back to monk mode and go back. Don't try to get yourself ready for something that you're not ready for. And there's no shame. There's no one size fits all for this. We have our own issues. We have our own problems. Have our own setbacks. There's no one size fits all for this. This is a formula you must apply to your life and fit it in how it's appropriate. But number two, you need to understand that you're going to face rejection. Sorry, I've had a long day. You're going to have to forgive my yawning. It's late, tired, but I want to put this out because this is important information that could save a man's life from making really stupid, short-sighted decisions that he's going to regret for a long time to come. Number three, after, you must manage things correctly. You must have discipline on your time. We kind of touched on this earlier with time, with not having chicks over to the crib past 9 o'clock in my example. You must have rules. You must say, hey, I will do this. I'm not going to do that. Because otherwise, women are agents of chaos by nature. They will test you. They will see if you're just some schmuck who's got nothing better to do then stay up till 12 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Or you got nothing better to do than to have her cancel on you and then reschedule for the next day and then cancel on you again because she can and because Tyrone hit up her phone to come through and she'd rather see Tyrone than see you. You need to know when to cut bait. You need to know when you're getting played, and just not be afraid to tell bitches to fuck off. So many people are afraid, oh, Austin, my roster is shrinking. What do I do? Bruh, relax, man. There's always more where that came from, bro. Let me tell you something. There is more out there, man. Don't be sitting there being like, oh my gosh, I need to find a way to make this work. Nah, man, relax, dude. Don't get so riled up about this. This is not a big deal. Number four, and this is one of the most important ones, aftercare. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. Aftercare. You go out there and you blow this woman's back out. Make sure you actually make her orgasm, by the way. This is a family show for the most part, minus the occasional word here and there. But understand that you will set yourself apart if you actually pretend to care. And you actually make them feel good. That's a little bonus information in case you didn't know. Number four is aftercare. I don't care what you did, how you did it, how dirty it was, it doesn't matter. After it's over, you treat her nicely. You make sure she's okay. You get her a towel. You get her some water. You get her a gift basket. I don't care what you do. You make sure that when she leaves, she feels good about what you guys did and about you. Because otherwise, that is how you catch a case after the fact, and you end up in court. You end up getting sued. You end up with your reputation being put through the weed whacker. We don't want that. We want people to have a good time. We want people to feel valuable. We want people to leave feeling happy, not people feeling like, gosh dang, I got used. That's how you get a case. That's how the bullshit shows up. Don't deal with that. Do not just bust that nut and then kick the girl out. Do not do this. I know you're going to feel like it. You're going to bust that nut and you're going to be like, oh, man, I got to get out of here. Do not do that. You got to sit back there. You got to make sure she feels good. You got to make sure she feels like you actually didn't just skeet on her and then kick her to the street. You do that, you are risking a big portion of your neck on the guillotine that could fall down on you 5 years, 10 years down the line after you start making some money. Do not do this. This is how you get caught. This is how you end up getting a Me Too case 10 years from now. Do not do this. Take care of people. Aftercare is critical. Number five, make sure you vet this person if there's more than just a one-night thing. Even then, I'd say vet the person. But you must know who you're dealing with, what their background is, and how much of a liability they potentially are. Understanding what they want, where they're going, do not lead people on under false pretenses. That's as bad as number four. That's all, but this is part of number four, the aftercare. You make sure the person feels good when they leave your house, your apartment, your condo. You make sure they feel good so that they don't come back later and say that you used them, you did this, and you did that. No, we want to avoid that. That is how we get in trouble. You got to make sure you do your due diligence. And you don't try to be a cheap piece of work and then it comes back to bite you in the behind. Don't do this. If you're out with working girls, that's your business. Just make sure you don't try to skimp, because that's how you get caught. My friends, rotations might sound like a lot of work, and in some ways they actually are. But once you understand that if you can manage yourself, you can manage your own life. You have more important things to do than just have intimacy with women. For example, my job is more important. Doing this show is more important to me than getting the main vein drained by some chick. Does it feel good? Of course it does. It's part of the release. It's like me eating food or grabbing a drink. It's no different. But understand that you must not be addicted to this. You gotta set yourself apart, and that's why I say monk mode is step one. Semen retention is step one. Because once you stop with the nofap, once you go nofap, once you start semen retention, you gain self-control. You start to understand that you can get pleasure through achievements, through understanding yourself and putting yourself in a better position. This is going to be better than any amount of orgasms you have, because the post-nut clarity will kick in. When you have success, there is no post-nut clarity. There's just feeling good about your success and moving on to the next goal. My friends, a rotation can be complicated, and I'd love to hear how you manage yours. But understand, there are levels to this. You can't just jump in and try to do this tomorrow. You have to lay the groundwork. You have to be prepared. You have to know what you're getting yourself into, and you have to not be afraid to cut bait. You gotta be unafraid to be confrontational about what it is and what it isn't about this relationship with these women. Because if you're not, that's how you get hemmed up. That's how you get a case. That's how you deal with your car tires getting slashed when you try to go to work in the morning. Don't do this. It's entirely avoidable if you are able to maintain your aura, you are able to maintain yourself and your relationships properly, instead of trying to be a cheap piece of work or trying to be a slothful sack of shit and trying to get around things. Stop trying to get around things and deal with things directly. That's how you avoid the BS. That's how you avoid people putting knives in your back. Don't let them do it. Do not allow yourself to be put in that situation. My friends, I could keep talking about this for the next half hour, and frankly, I kind of want to. But it's kind of late, and I got to be up early tomorrow. And I'm kind of coming down with a cold. Kind of feels like it anyway. Don't like ever push yourself so hard that your body's kind of quitting on you, but your mind's still racing, and it's just like, I want to keep going, I want to keep working, I want to keep going, I want to keep working. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm not satisfied. I'm always wanting to work more, work better than yesterday, but it's freaking exhausting, I'll tell you the truth. But anything worth doing is hard. The show is not growing as much as I figured it would have at the point we're at, but you know what? It's impacted certain men's lives who are very valuable to me and to this show. And to me, I'd rather impact 20 people really strongly than 2,000 people who barely watch, who barely give a crap. My friends, I share this type of information with you not because I don't think you don't know, but because it's the kind of information that I wish that people had told me. I grew up in a very old school Christian kind of European fashion where a lot of shame, a lot of not explaining things, and I had to figure things out the hard way, especially as a homeschooled kid. So if you ever feel like, Austin, I've heard this before, it's not interesting, it's not original, I'm trying to give you my original taste, because these are all personal experiences mixed in with data and what I've seen other people go through as well. So my friends, I never think you're stupid. I'm just trying to explain it in a way that maybe it might give you extra food for thought. You might not have thought about it in that direction before. My friend, you take care of yourselves. I gotta head to bed. I'm falling asleep right now. Not because this is boring, but because I'm just freaking exhausted and I've been working all day. So I'll head out. I'll talk to y'all later. Let me know how you handle a rotation or how it hasn't worked or has worked for you. I'd love to hear it. Might help some dudes in the comments who, or dudes who watch the show who are afraid to comment. Maybe it'll help save their life and it'll prevent them from getting a false allegation or dealing with some other garbage. Take care of yourselves, my friends. I will be back I look forward to hearing from you.
I'm out of here. I gotta head to bed. Peace.